Page 346, Notes. Aesthetic Theory and Cultural Criticism. 1. Compare Horkheimer, Authority and the Family, 1936, in Critical Theory, pages 52 and following. Marcuse, Affirmative Culture, 1937, in Negations, pages 88 and following. Horkheimer's essay is perhaps the only Frankfurt treatise that ostensibly focuses on the more general concept of culture. Yet almost imperceptibly, as he begins to discuss the role of culture in mediating power and domination, he shifts to a conceptualization of high culture and an intermediate category of belief system, institutionalized and psychically introjected, pages 59 and following. 2. Compare Die Philosophie des Geldes, 6th edition, Berlin, Dunker and Humblot, 1958, and the various essays collected in On Individuality in Social Forms, edited D. Levine, Chicago, University of Chicago Press, 1971, and in The Conflict of Modern Culture, edited P. Etzkorn, New York Teachers College Press, 1968, on the development of Simmel's culture concept. Compare A. Arado, The Neo-Idealist Defense of Subjectivity, Taylor's St. Louis Fall, 1974, Roman 21. 3. The orthodox Hegelian side of Simmel is, as we have said, not expressed consistently. Because of him, all cultural activity is objectification, which he identified with alienation. The individual subject of the great forms are themselves alienated from their products. Only a metaphysically construed life in general is in dynamic harmony with its objectified forms. 4. K. Marx and F. Engels, The German Ideology, New York International Publishers, 1947, pages 20 through 23. 5. Same as above, page 40 and here and there, Marx derived this particular argument from his analysis of the French Revolution and its aftermath. 6. W. Benjamin Eduard Fuchs, Collector and Historian, in this volume. 7. T. W. Adorno, Negative Dialectics, translated by E. B. Ashton, New York, Seabury Press, 1973, page 367. Page 347. 8. Compare Cultural Criticism and Society in Prisms, London, Neville Spearman, 1967, pages 31 through 32 and following. Both procedures are criticized and preserved in their unresolvable opposition. 9. Negative Dialectics, page 367. 10. Prisms, page 33. 11. Compare Authority and the Family. 12. Compare Art and Mass Culture in Critical Theory. 13. Compare Affirmative Culture in Philosophy and Critical Theory, both in Negations. 14. Karl Marx, Grundrisse, translated M. Nikolaus, London, Penguin, 1973, pages 158 and following, pages 471 and following. 15. Grundrisse, page 487. 16. Same as above, page 158. 17. For an analysis of Marx's concept of community, we rely on the works of Lukács' students, the Budapest School, and especially on the writings of Agnes Heller, Ferenc Fehér, and Györgyi Markus. Compare, for example, A. Heller, Towards a Marxian Theory of Value, Kinesis, Fall, 1972, The Marxian Theory of Revolution, Telos, Fall, 1970, Roman 6, Györgyi Markus, Human Essence in History, International Journal of Sociology, Spring 1975, and Ferenc Feher, Is the Novel Problematic? Tell Us, St. Louis, Spring 1973, Roman 15. 18. The most important English language studies of Max Weber are, in our opinion, the works of Benjamin Nelson. Compare his latest on Orient and Occident in Max Weber in Social Research, New York, Spring 1976. Roman 43 and especially Max Weber's author's introduction. Sociological Inquiry, New York 1974. Roman 44 and Wolfgang Mommsen, The Age of Bureaucracy, New York, Harper and Row, 1974. And The Relationship of Marx and Weber C. Mommsen, the still important article by Karl Lowith, Max Weber and Karl Marx. Archiv für Sozialwissenschaft und Sozialpolitik, 1932, Roman 67, Sheen, Jean Cohen, Max Weber and the Dynamics of Rationalized Domination, Telos, St. Louis, Winter 1974, Roman 14, and Arado, The Neo-Idealist Defense of Subjectivity. 19, namely Cohen works cited pages 65 through 66 and following. 20. Compare his reply to Sambart in The Protestant Ethics and the Spirit of Capitalism, New York, Scribner, 1958, where he stresses all the historical asymmetries and irregularities of the rationalization of the different spheres of life. Page 348. 21. Compare Nelson's Orient and Occident, pages 117 and following. Weber stresses furthermore that the irrational inspiration of the Protestant ethics were themselves eventually sacrificed to demagicization. 22. Weber, however, was never able to conceive of the new totality, that is, capitalism, as a system. His rejection of the theological origin of the system in his advantage, next to Marxism, his inability to see the system as a system on sight has been established, is his disadvantage, next to the Marx of Das Kapital. 23. Compare Cohen in the work cited, page 71. 24. Compare Adorno, Kultur und Verwaltung in Gesammelte Schriften, Roman 8, Frankfurt, Main, Surkamp Verlag, 1972. 25. A Modern Drama, Feljodznek, Tortinete, The History of the Development of Modern Drama, Budapest, Franklin, 1911. Compare Arado, The Search for the Revolution, Subject, the Philosophy and Social Theory of the Young Lukács, 1910 through 1923. Unpublished PhD dissertation, University of Chicago, 1975, pages 137 and following. 26. See Chapter 5 of the 1911 Soul and Form, now in English, London, Merlin Press, 1974. 27. Though many aspects of the concept of reification were present in Lukács' pre-Marxist work, here we will focus only on the 1922 essay on the topic of history and class consciousness. For further details, compare Arado, Lukács' Theory of Reification, Taylor's Spring 1972, Roman 11. 28. Compare Marx, Capital, Roman 1, New York International Publishers, 1967, pages 70 and following. 29. In this context, he utilized Marx's analysis of manufacture and machinery in Capital, Roman 1, as well as Weber's analysis of legal bureaucratic domination. 30. History and Class Consciousness, page 88. 31. Marx's Capital, Roman 1, page 39. 32, and this compare Arado, Lukács' Theory of Reification, pages 57 and following. 33, and this compare Merleau-Ponty, The Adventures of the Dialectic, Evanston, Northwestern University Press, 1973. 34, compare F. Krenz, Adorno's Philosophie in Grundbegriffen, Frankfurt, Suhrkamp, 1974, Chapter 2. 35, compare H. Petzold, Neo-Marxistische Ästhetik, Düsseldorf, Schwan Verlag, 1974, F.L., page 149. Page 349. 36, and this compare the important originally 1919 essay in History and Glass Consciousness, The Changing of Function of Historical Materialism. 37, the last two sentences represent the tone of Lukács' reconstructed article of 1922 and not the original of 1919, the original written during the Hungarian Soviet Republic, far harsher against orthodoxy, and even Marx himself expresses the belief that the time of the self-critique, not revision, of historical materialism has arrived. 38, and Lukács' concept of mediation in relation to Hegel, compare Arado, Lukács' Theory of Reification, page 29 and following, page 51 and following. 39, compare Alfred Schmidt, Die Zeitschrift für Sozialforschung, Geschichte und gegenwärtige Bedeutung, in Zur Idee der kritischen Theorie, Hans of München, 1974, pages 87-107. 40, T. W. Adorno, Introduction to the Sociology of Music, translated by E. B. Ashton, New York, Seabury, 1976, pages 198-200. 41, Theodore W. Adorno, Philosophy of Modern Music, translated by H. E. Mitchell and W. V. Bloomster, New York, Seabury, 1973, page 26. 42, same as above. 43, quoted by Grenz in work cited, page 53. 44, Philosophy of Modern Music, pages 27-28. 45, Ferenc Fehel, Negative Philosophy of Music, Positive Results, New German Critique, Milwaukee, Winter, 1975, Roman 4. 46, Negative Dialectics, Part Roman 3, Chapter 2, on Hegel. 47, Prisms, page 32. 48, the first essay in Prisms, originally published in 1951. 49, for Adorno's own reconstruction, compare Ideology in Aspects of Sociology, translated by J. Fiddle, Boston Bacon, 1972, chapter 12, while Adorno is not indicated as the author, volume Roman 8 of his Gesammelte Schriften, Frankfurt M. Suhrkamp, 1972, clears up the confusion. 50, for the various meanings of critique of ideology in Marx, compare Jean Cohen's forthcoming New School unpublished dissertation, The Crises of Class Analysis in Late Capitalism, page 350. 51, Ideology in Aspects of Sociology, pages 188-189. 52, same as above, page 199. As we have seen at the end of the introduction to Part Roman 1, the split in the structure of ideology need not be explained by the interpretation of Adorno himself and Marcuse, one-dimensional man, both sharing the view of a homogenization or one-dimensionalization of culture. It can be explained by the transformation of the institutional context of politically organized late capitalism, Pollock and Habermas, The latter explanation is the only one which can ground the hope of a future-oriented politics. It, too, however, surrenders the Lukashian early Frankfurt notion of a unified ideology critique. 53. Ideology in Aspects of Sociology, page 189. 54. Same as above, page 198. Definitions 1 and 2 are closely related, but they do begin to diverge once 3 is introduced. 55. Ideology in Aspects of Sociology, pages 190-91. Also compare prisms, page 34. 56. Compare prisms, page 31, where Adorno interprets our 1 under 3. 57. The world explored by social science was seen by Adorno as fundamentally undynamic because he identified it in advance as the administered world of contemporary bureaucracy and the culture industry. 58. Negative Dialectics, pages 365 and following, Philosophy of Modern Music, page 24 through 28, and especially Cultural Criticism in Society.